Hey fuckers, so it's me again, and today I wanted to talk about guilt. So normally in the process of things, people usually, you know, there's the ethical way and there's the unethical way of doing things. The unethical way, you know, there's the cheating guilt and the, you know, whatever kind of guilt. And it kind of just like makes you feel like, fuck, like I did that thing. And I shouldn't have done it, and blah, 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 blah. That's the unethical way. But the ethical guilt is kind of a very interesting topic, especially for myself. I find that I often feel guilt for having a good time or even just having sex, period, and enjoying myself. So it's been a kind of a work in progress, and I just kind of wanted to be like really transparent. I never know. Where's my husband when you need him? Transparent? Whatever. The one that's clear, not foggy. And, you know, like I could be as honest as possible. We could be like, when I talk about it, we could be having sex and it's hot and it's all good. But for some reason, I still feel guilt. Like, I still feel like I'm doing something like that I shouldn't be, kind of deal, which I like to equate to the fact that I don't play very often. You know, I'm a very picky person. And, you know, when I do finally play, like, you know, maybe 3 times a year, if that, I'm finding that the guilt is kind of getting worse over time. Like somehow, like, you know, when you like play a whole bunch and then it's just kind of like, whatever, you're just playing a whole bunch. And like it goes the same for my husband. Like when he plays, he goes through ebbs and flows where he's like, has a whole bunch in 1 week and then none for months. And then a whole bunch in 1 week and none for months. And, you know, he goes through ebbs and flows where I'm more like, I don't know, like I'm not very, on it, I guess. and I just, you know, I don't do it as often. And so when I do, I just feel like this like unrelenting guilt. And, you know, I just like really make sure that like my partner is okay. And it's really important, guys, when you're like playing outside of your primary partner, your husband, whatever, your wife, whatever, make sure that you take the time to like check in and that they're aware of everything that happened, that they know what's going on, they know what to expect, and it's not like no surprises. You know, like I always like to make sure like me and my husband, we do this like courtesy thing. We wash the sheets, you know, we like make sure we're well and showered before the spouse gets home, you know, whoever gets home first. And just like, you know, we like to just make sure that, you know, we're not kicking anybody out of the house when we're already home. And these are really good points if you're looking to do this kind of thing, be open like this, or explore other relationships. Just make sure that, you know, you have like some ground rules that are set. Because like even when I walked in home once and I didn't know that, I did know that he played, but I didn't realize the extent of the play. And when I came home, like the sheets, the mattress protector was all in the wash because, well, he had a squirter and an unknown squirter. So just kind of happened, whatever. But, you know, like, I think I was more shocked by coming home and realizing that none of the sheets were on the bed. So we like to try to make sure that, you know, we're like very communicative about what's going on and make sure that there's like no surprises for anyone. And then that, I find that does help. But even still, you know, like I still have this guilt and I've been kind of pondering about it and I've been thinking about it and I don't really know. Like if you guys have any like tips and tricks of why I feel guilty, that would be gravy. Please message me and find me on Instagram, Why Choose One Podcast, real easy, and just send me a quick DM. Because I'm always like sitting here thinking to myself, being like why? Why do I feel guilty? I, you know, like, this is the whole purpose of us being open. And when he plays, I'm like super cool with it, you know, like, and I'm like, yeah, you do you, you know, you fuck who you want to fuck, you date who you want to date. And, you know, like, let's just keep in communication of who we're talking to and what's going on and who's potential and whatever. Just because, you know, like, the reason why I like the potential conversation is because, you know, you don't want to go to a party or an event where someone approaches your partner and they're like talking as if they've already talked before. And or they say things like, oh, wow, it's so nice to finally meet you. And then you're like, who is this chick? And when they tell you their name, that's a situation where your partner should know that name. And, you know, like, there's little things that, like, if you're just super cautious and thoughtful about your communication, you can prevent a lot of awkwardness. And, like I always make sure it's okay with my partner that we play or that I go on a date or, you know, like, how far I'm allowed to go. I allow him to create those boundaries because I respect our relationship. And that's not something that I used to do before. Like, I used to kind of be like, no, I do what I want to do, and that's cool. You're just going to have to tough it. And that is not a good attitude to have. Just for everyone to know, I know that I was an asshole before, and I know that I shouldn't have done that, but I was also very defensive about being poly or being open, and I did not want that taken away from me. So before, in previous relationships, I was very strong and very rigid, really rude. But now, you know, I see me and my husband as very, obviously I married him, you know, like, we're very open to this kind of communication. And even still, I feel guilt. And, you know, I try to be chill and, you know, just like talk it out and, you know, make sure that he's okay. And once I know that he's okay, then I'm like, okay, cool. But I think it's because I prefer enthusiasm about it. Like, when he gets pumped up for me, but I can't expect him to get pumped up for me when he's not a part of the situation. But, you know, like, I think I'm just going to have to kind of get with the feels of it and just kind of do it more often, maybe, so that I don't feel this way and don't feel like that internal guilt or bad feels when I play or have a good time or whatever. And I just want to pass that on to you. I wonder if I'm not the only one that feels this way. Like, even though we're open, you know, even though blah, blah, blahs, like, and, you know, you communicate with your partner and you're an advanced senior fucking poly swinger, whatever the fuck you are. Do you guys ever feel that guilt? Like, and, you know, I've actually talked to a lot of couples who drink because they don't want to feel that guilt. They're like, oh, we got drunk and then we slept around and then haha, whatever, that's a good time. And they don't regret it and they have a good time, but at least they have the excuse, you know, to not feel that guilt and to kind of give them some bravery and whatever. And then it's just a night of drinking, right? Where we don't drink. So I can't even put this situation on alcohol, you know? Like, it's just, there is a pretty miraculous different types of people out there and different types of relationships who have different requirements, you know, of communication. And some people don't like to know anything. And I respect that. Like, I really respect people who don't want to know anything. Personally, I feel like that would make things harder for me because I would always, like, curiosity killed the cat, man. You want to know what happened when your friend tells you a tidbit of a story, and it could be about her fucking going camping and something crazy happened, but the second she drops that little bomb and doesn't tell you the whole story, you bet your ass you're going to be like, what the fuck happened? So I'm definitely one of those people that are like, I want to know every single detail. I want to know how you guys started kissing. I want to know, you know, who made the first move. I want to know how you got into the bed. Where did you fuck? How did it feel? Like, and then also if you could prefer to tell me that while I'm fucking you, even better, because then I'll come even harder, you know? Like, it's just, I'm super cool with my husband going and fucking people. Like, it is a comfortable feeling for me. It's very humbling because I know that he'll always come back home to me. And it's almost like an endearing, loving moment when he does. And I'm like, yeah, that's my husband. He loves this. He loves this pussy so much. Oh, my God. Do I ever listen to these or do I just, like, put shit out there and I'm like, meh?
Like, I don't edit these. I hope you guys know that. Like, I don't edit at all. I just, like, fucking ramble on. I'm just sitting here in my living room thinking about this shit to myself. And I'm, like, thinking, I'm like, I wonder if anybody else really truly feels this way. Like, I can't be the only one. And I find that, like, you know, even though I feel all this guilt, I know that I'm allowed to play. You know, at the end of the day, I know I'm allowed to explore, and I'm allowed to date and find relationships and see where they go. And I know I'm allowed to do that. And I know that my husband is super cool with that. In fact, he thinks it's really nice. He thinks it's fun. He thinks whatever. And he also knows that we have a really strong foundation. So I think I really need to remind myself of that, like, often, and be like, you know what, the more I lean into this guilt part, the more he'll react to that guilt. You know, like, he will be like, why are you feeling so guilty? And then it becomes a bigger conversation rather than just the fact that, you know, I just feel a little bit of, like, you know, I don't know, some kind of, like, cheater guilt. But he knows everything, so there's no cheating, there's no lying, there's only honesty. And there's no hidden intentions. Like, I have no desire to replace my husband ever. Like, I truly believe that he's, like, if anybody is going to be, like, you know, made for someone, he is, like, my puzzle piece perfect fit. And, you know, and I'm really, really blessed to have him. And I know that. I recognize that. Not everybody has the opportunities that I have. Not everybody has, you know, the free and easy kind of you do you and he does him. And I know that. And I still, I don't know, like, something I'm working through. Personal growth. It's really important to recognize where you're fucking up or what you're really feeling and being true to yourself when going through this. You know, like, just being, like, brutally honest. Because if you're one of those people, you know, who are like, oh, I, like, am confused about my husband and I'm just kind of exploring and I don't really want to be with him. Guys, that's not cool. You know what? I like to think if I was to tell my husband any situation, any thought that had crossed through my mind that he wouldn't like if I told him, then that's a no-go. You know, like, I feel like there's mind cheating too, and like, that's a real fucking thing. And if you're doing that, guys, that's not cool. You know, like, be honest to your people and those around you. And if you guys have certain boundaries set in place where you don't have to communicate or they don't want to know because it's a little difficult for them, then respect that. You know, tell someone else that you know in the community. Fucking send me a message. I'll always celebrate you. You know, just be honest and be kind and recognize that guilt is a fucking thing that is an old monogamous mindset that is stuck deep in me, which is so crazy because I used to cheat when I was a teenager all the fucking time, like, all the time. And, you know, like, I never felt guilt. Like, there was, like, maybe one or two times where I truly felt guilt because I felt like I really broke someone's heart, you know, and that's like one or two times versus like hundreds of people that I, you know, like, cheated on, like, or with others, you know, like, hundreds of times. So it's important to know that what your true intention lies. I think that's everything is intention. And, you know, like, and even being clear with the people that you're playing with, like, you know, I am so clear. Like, I'm like, look, I don't want to fuck up your thing, whatever you have going on in your life, and I don't want you to fuck up anything going on in my life. Which is why I tend to stay away from Tinder dating, because most guys don't really understand, you know, like, the fact that I have limited time and I don't want to give someone you like 3 days a week. That's out of the question. You know, like, once a week, maybe, depending on my schedule and depending on my husband's schedule, because at the end of the day, the person I want to see every day, the person I want to go to bed with every day, the person I want to spend all my time with is my husband. And I love him, you know, like, I want to do that. Sure. Do I want to also have relationships outside of him? Yes, I do. Because, you know, like, even friendships, you know, like I want to, you go out and hang out with the girls once a week, you have a fucking book club. It's no goddamn different. If you're truly poly or truly, you know, like have a friends with benefits and open relationship, you know, like it's important to recognize that, you know, once a weekers can happen, once a monthers can happen, you know, like three, like it all depends on you and what you want, you know, like how someone else fills up their spare time when I'm not with them, that's not my concern. Only concern is if they're having unprotected sex or if, you know, anything shady was going on. It's important for me to know that, you know, like sexual health is important and getting tested is important, but, you know, like not anything of the sorts that's, you know, like, it, I don't know, you know, like what they, like who they hook up with or whatever. I don't care. I don't give a fine fucking space who they hook up with. They could be hooking up with my mom and I wouldn't even care. Sorry, mom. But you know, like I just, I don't, it's not a thing that is of concern for me. So, and I just want to put that out there that the guilt is real and just to acknowledge it and try to work through it and communicate. It's the only thing that has ever offered you in any advice in over 40 episodes. And if you've listened to them all, fucking honesty and communication is the only way you're ever going to get through this. And that's with every single aspect, every single struggle, every single thing you're thinking about. Anyways, I've gone on my rant long enough and just wanted to give some mad love to you guys. Also, Club IT is now open. You know, it's a private event, private party, so not a lot of people are wearing masks, but you can still go there and hang out and play upstairs with your cohort is what they suggest. You know, fuck people you know. You know, don't be fucking a bunch of strangers, but how will they ever know? You know? So go get yourself some sour soothers, as Aaron would suggest. And yeah, so that is awesome. We're really excited that Club IT is now open. I also want to put in a little plug for my husband. If you guys are ever looking for meditation or tantric classes or like a tantric meditation, sorry, or meditation about non-monogamy, he's going to be doing a series on the ethical slut, and doing very intriguing, very interesting different kinds of meditations, and to really just kind of get into your inner psyche about what you're thinking about when it comes to non-monogamy. And I would really suggest, you know, you guys checking that out. I'll post a link on my Instagram. You know, like his, where it's his Instagram is for meditation. Pause. Just bear with me, guys. You know, it's an ad. And it's meditation with Aaron, meditation_with_Aaron. And all the places that he does different types, he does it all over our province. But yeah, so check him out and stay tuned. Also, I want to put it out there that for my podcast, I will be accepting interviews, or if someone has like a cool story, if they just want to have a conversation with me, if they have questions for me and they want to do like a podcast about that and being open on the air about that, please feel free, call or like message me on Instagram, go to my website, I don't know, fucking know, go anywhere, you'll find me, stalk me, I like it. and you know, just check it out, like I'm open for doing some cool interviews, so let me know what you have an idea. Mad love, motherfuckers. Have a good day.